I remember going in the castle before the bridge was there, and at that time, the main courtyard of the castle, where the main part of the museum now stands, was open to the sky. There was no roof on it. That was put in, I believe, about 1934, and I well remember standing at the edge of that courtyard at a railing which was at the end of the present passageway inside the castle, and looking into the open space in front of me, which was covered with, where the walls were covered with foliage, creepers and so on, and it was more like a garden than a castle building.
When we first went into the castle, we didn't have to pay, but I do remember, and I can't remember how much later it was, that we ended up paying threepence to get in to the castle, into the castle, but it stayed like that for as long as I could remember, really.
It was open to the public for possibly a small charge, a penny or two, and it was mainly situated upstairs near where the Charles Grey Room and the chapel are currently. And to get there, you had to go up the spiral staircase just on the left inside the main doorway to the castle.